Board of Trustees members voted to deny that money, as well as make Wise ineligible for a year of paid sabbatical. U of I President Tim Killeen says that's not the path he saw taking.
I had hoped to handle the Chancellor Wise's exit in the spirit in which her original contract was conferred, but the board, with a lot of discussion and a lot of analysis, has mandated a different path, which I fully respect.
The day after Wise made her announcement last week, the U of I released hundreds of emails previously hidden from public view. Those messages were sent using personal rather than university email accounts and reveal that Wise had encouraged the use of private accounts to get around freedom of information law. U of I officials faced mounting pressure to not approve Wise's exit package, both from the chancellor's critics and from the board's ex officio member, Governor Bruce Rauner. I'm Hannah Meisel, Illinois Public Media.